Psalm 16, verse 4 says that the sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply. You see, when you choose to run after lust or porn or masturbation, you're choosing to run after another god. You're choosing to pursue that which is not God. You're, in essence, worshiping a false god, which means you're guilty of idolatry. When you run after another god instead of the true God, you will experience the absence of genuine joy and perfect peace. You'll know nothing but sorrow and sadness. Now, that's a fact of Scripture and a painful reality of life. Well, welcome to the Point of Purity podcast. I'm your host, Steve Ettner, author, national speaker, and purity coach for the Pure Man Ministry, and this is episode number 93. In this week's episode, we take a closer look at what God thinks about my worship of King Me. This episode is entitled, Wicked, Who, Me? I began this episode by quoting Psalm 16:4, which says, "The sorrows of those who run after another god multiplies." In Psalm 32, verse 10, it says, "Many are the sorrows of the wicked." I think it's important that we pause here for a moment and consider this question. Is allowing King Me to sit on the throne of my heart a wicked thing? When King Me reigns in my life, am I really running after another god? And if I am running after another god, is that a wicked thing or not? Is that evil? Now, before we answer the question, let's take a couple of moments and let's talk about the word wicked in Scripture. You see, in today's culture, we tend to see the word wicked as referring to a very bad person, the scum of the earth, the one who's guilty of the most heinous crimes known to man, the one who has no moral compass, no moral conscience. They're considered to be a wicked person. So as a result, with that type of understanding, you may be strongly inclined to believe that you personally are not a wicked person. And yet the word that David uses for wicked in Scripture literally translates this way, hostile to God, or another way to put it is opposed to God. So here's my question. Would you say that describes a person who's living for King Me? When King Me is sitting on the throne of your heart, God is not. Therefore, you are hostile to God. You are against God because you're for King Me. And therefore, that's wicked. Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 7, that the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. In other words, when your focus is on satisfying the desires of King Me, you're not for God, you're against Him. When your thoughts are concentrated on I want, I need, I deserve, I desire, I have to have, I can't live without, well, you're not being dedicated to God. You've turned your back on Him. You're hostile to Him. James 4:4 says this, "Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity or hostility against God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." James 4:4. So again, I ask, is choosing to allow King Me to sit on the throne of your heart a wicked thing? I want you to listen to God's description of a wicked person found in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 through 5. Here's what God said a wicked person looks like. It says, "For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having an appearance of godliness, but denying its power." 2 Timothy 3, 2 through 5. If you listen closely to that list, does that sound like anyone you know? Can you see yourself painted in this picture? I mean, let's go through the verse again, point by point, and I want to share with you my personal battle with sexual impurity. You see, according to 2 Timothy 3, verses 2 through 5, I was a lover of myself. My mindset was focused on my passions, my desires, not God's. And I constantly gave in to the act of self-gratification. Number two, I was proud, was arrogant. I was convinced, I can handle this. I've got this under control. I don't need any help. I think people are making a mountain out of a molehill related to lust and porn. Number three, I was abusive. You see, I became an angry man, and I took it out on my family with a bad attitude, verbal abuse, and I withdrew within to myself and ignored my family. Number four, I was ungrateful. I didn't appreciate all that God had so graciously and lovingly provided me. I wanted more, and I wanted different than what God had already blessed me with. Number five, I was unholy. My attitude and my behavior did not glorify God. I was entirely focused on exalting myself. Number six, I was heartless. I didn't care who I was affecting or hurting. I had developed a hard heart. I cared only about my wants, my needs, my desires. Number seven, I was unappeasable. You see, my hunger for sexual satisfaction and fulfillment was never fully satisfied. I was constantly on the search for the next fix, the next pop, the next rush, the next better thing. Number eight, I was without self-control. I couldn't control my thoughts, my eyes, my fantasies, my behavior. My ability to resist was almost totally gone. Number nine, I was not loving good. All I loved was myself. I loved my sin. I loved my wickedness. Number 10, I was treacherous. I betrayed the trust that my wife and my children, my church had put into me. I was a traitor to my faith, and I didn't even care. Number 11, I was reckless. I took a lot of risks, and I didn't care who it hurt. All I knew was I needed to be happy, I needed to be fulfilled, I needed to be satisfied sexually. Number 12, I was swollen with conceit. I was full of myself. King me was sitting high and mighty on the throne of my heart in every aspect of my life. I was characterized by pride. Number 13, I was a lover of pleasure rather than a lover of God. And number 14, I appeared to be godlier than I was. I was a wicked man. Now, if you listened carefully to all 14 of those points brought out by 2 Timothy 3, verses 2 through 5, did you notice that in each of those points, I used a personal pronoun, I kept popping up. That was the core of my problem. I was living for King me. And when King me was sitting on the throne of my heart, every thought I thought, everything I said, everything I did, was always and only thought, said, and done for King me. And by the way, if you'd like to learn more about the whole concept of King me and dethroning the king, I'd encourage you to go to Amazon.com and pick up my book entitled Removing the I from Life, The Dethroning of King Me. Again, that's Removing the I, the letter I, from Life, Dethroning King Me. And that's available on Amazon.com. You know, I wasn't verbally denying the existence of God. I believed in the existence of God, but my behavior was clearly declaring that I was rejecting him, that he was not Lord and leader of my life. You know, David says in Psalm 14, verse 1, that the fool says in his heart, there is no God. I want you to consider this with me. When you choose to lust, when you choose to look at porn, when you choose to self-gratify through masturbation, you are in effect saying, there is no God greater than me. You're openly declaring that you and you alone are God, and that everyone and everything around you and influencing you and impacting you must worship King me. I was a fool. What about you? Isaiah says of the wicked that their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity or sinful thoughts. Isaiah 59:7. You see, when you give in to the beast, you are, as Titus 3:3 says, you're being foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to the various passions and pleasures of the flesh. You're disobedient. You're rebellious against God. You're casting His law, His principles, His standards behind your back. I don't care, Nehemiah 9:26. God says in Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13, that the wicked draw near with their mouth, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Wow. That verse, Isaiah 29, 13, described me to a T. See, I claimed to be a Christian. I argued with anyone who would listen that I was a worshiper of God. Well, secretly, I was continuously rejecting God in favor of King me. My words said one thing, but my heart was somewhere else. Can you relate? David says in Psalm 10, verses 3 and 4, "In the pride of his face, the wicked does not seek God. All of his thoughts are, there is no God." Does that describe you? Now, before you answer, consider this. Are you seeking God with all of your heart? Are you persistently pursuing after purity and godliness? Are you daily, moment by moment, driven deep in your soul to be holy, even as He is holy, 1 Peter 1:16? Or are your thoughts ignoring, resisting, maybe even denying the existence of the one true God, just so that King me can reign supreme, and you are making your choices in favor of that little g God in your life? Well, as we'll see, when you choose to worship King me, you are also automatically within that same choice, choosing to turn your back on God. You can't do both. Ephesians 4:19 tells us that the wicked have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. Again, I ask, does that describe you? Has your heart begun to harden like a callous? Are you becoming insensitive? Are you becoming indifferent towards sin in your life? Have you resisted the promptings of the Holy Spirit so many times that you've become callous to spiritual things? Proverbs 2, verse 14 tells us that the wicked rejoice in doing evil and they delight in the perverseness of evil. Again, I must ask, does that describe you? Do you feel a jolt of excitement, a rush of pleasure when you sin? Oh, let's face reality, my friend. When you choose to worship King me, when you choose to give in to your sinful passions, the verses I just quoted describe you. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them, Romans 1:32. Well, let's be honest. Deep in your heart, you know that looking at porn and masturbating to it is wrong. But in case you don't believe me, go to the Word, Matthew 5:28, Proverbs 6:25, Exodus 20, verse 14, Psalm 101, verse 3, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 14, Luke 4, verse 8. It's wrong. You know that the producers of porn, that those filming it, those acting in it, those who are making it available to the masses, you know they're promoting and participating in what God considers to be wickedness. And yet, every time you visit that porn site, every time you watch that video, every time you choose to self-gratify to those images, you're giving your approval to those who practice them, Romans 1:32. Well, let me take a moment. Let me revisit the question that is currently on the table. Based upon what I've just quoted to you from Scripture, would you agree that placing King me before God is evil? Or would you consider it to be good? Is giving in to your temptation to lust, look at porn and masturbate, to worship yourself as God, is it a wicked thing? I submit that the answer is of necessity. An unequivocal, undeniable yes. It's wicked. Exodus 20, verse 3, God says, "You shall have no other gods before me." God is saying that nothing, absolutely nothing and no one is to be worshipped other than God, ever. He alone is God. He alone is worthy of our worship. Can I get an amen? When King Me is sitting on the throne of your heart, you are worshiping King Me. That means of necessity, you are not worshiping God. You're worshiping self. You're worshiping a false God, and that is wicked. Jonah chapter 2, verse 8 says, those who worship false gods turn their backs on all of God's mercy. I submit that every time you choose to look at porn, every time you choose to lust, every time you choose to self-gratify through masturbation, every time you choose to turn your back on God in favor of King Me, you are choosing to bow yourself to the whims and the wishes of a false God. You're offering a personal sacrifice to that false God through the act of masturbation. And Deuteronomy 6:14 says, you shall not go after other gods. Jeremiah 25, verse 6 says, do not go after other gods to serve and worship them. Don't do it. Okay, we're going to hit the pause button again until next week's episode. And I know this is kind of a weird spot to stop, and we're kind of ending on a negative note, but I'm doing this intentionally. I want the seriousness of your King Me choices to weigh heavy upon your heart. And then as you think about the things that we've talked about in this episode, I'd like to encourage you between now and next week's episode, open your Bible to Psalm 25 and read that entire psalm at least 2 to 3 times throughout this week. And before we conclude this week's episode, I'd like to take just a moment and give you a glimpse into our ministry. See, as I said last week's episode, we do a whole lot more here at the Pure Man Ministry than just producing this podcast. There's a free app. It's entitled My Purity Coach. So you can go to your favorite app store, and it's free. By the way, did I mention you don't have to pay for it? It's a free app, My Purity Coach. And in that app, there are tons of scripture verses to help you capture your thoughts and make them obedient to Christ, 2 Corinthians 10:5. There are videos and there's audio lessons from the scriptures. And in fact, you can listen to the podcast from the app. And we've recently added to the app season 1 of The Chosen. So the app is entitled My Purity Coach. And if you're a subscriber to this podcast, and you've heard me talk about our Point of Purity program, it's that 12-week one-on-one Bible-centered program where we meet one-on-one, face-to-face. It's not a group setting. It is just you and me. And we walk through the scriptures together to learn how to develop a lifelong strategic plan for purity. I've written some books. You can find those on Amazon.com. We also have the ChristianGrowthAcademy.com. That's a newer release. It's called Christian Growth Academy, all one word, ChristianGrowthAcademy.com. We're building a library of affordable video courses that are geared to help you learn how to grow in your Christian walk. There's another aspect of the ministry we've just recently added. You can go to thepuritycoach.com. That's our website, thepuritycoach.com/thesextalk, all one word, The Sex Talk. And there we introduce you to a brand new video series, a video course that you can take as parents to help you to learn how to have that special talk with your kids. Well, if this Point of Purity podcast has been a blessing to you, if it's ministered to you, encouraged you, challenged your walk in Christ, would you please share this with others? Would you please invite other people to come aboard and listen and join us as we share the Word of God? Well, until next time, this is author, speaker, and purity coach Steve Ettner reminding you that if you're going to glorify God in your everyday living, well, He must first be glorified in your every moment thinking.